Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Good morning. This is Rusty Brand again with the Oakland Church of Christ. And I am very happy to have the opportunity to spend some time this week sharing a message from God's Word. We are grateful for the opportunities that we have to share messages through this radio program. We get some encouraging and positive comments from time to time, and we're thankful for that. I just wanted to start with that scripture this morning to remind us all of that very simple but very important truth that we find in God's Word. As we started on Monday, we began our talks this week and just with some introduction of the Sermon on the Mount. And what I had mentioned that I was planning to do was to just take some very short and very simple passages from what we know is the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus spoke, and just try to share some encouraging thoughts with you. Yesterday, we talked about what we kind of refer to as the Beatitudes, and we talked about how we're truly blessed, and we're truly blessed when we have those attitudes and when we do those things that are listed there. And today, I want to just skip a little bit further down in Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to pick up in verse 43. We're going to talk some today about loving our enemies. A very familiar and popular theme from Scripture that probably most people who understand the Bible know to be true and know to be something that we need to do. But one of those things that's probably fairly difficult for us in actual practice. The Scriptures say, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect." What a beautiful passage of Scripture for us to think about. Jesus says a lot in the way we divide it up in just a very few short verses there. You know, there's some similar passages, some parallel passages. Luke chapter 6 has a couple where Jesus says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." I want to pause for just a minute on that one and think about the last part of that, praying for those who spitefully use you. What a difficult thing that can be. I heard a man say one time that it's really hard to stay mad at someone when you're praying for them. And there is so much truth in that. The words here coming directly from Jesus, as we think about loving our enemies, loving those who've done wrong to us, praying for those who have used us in some way. What a powerful thing that is for us. And what a powerful thing, excuse me, that is for our own attitudes. If we can have the type of spiritual maturity to sit down when we feel like we've been wronged, when we feel like there's been some injustice against us, and not only pray about the situation, but pray specifically for those people who have wronged us in some way. How blessed we would all be if we were able to do that. Jesus himself did that, if you recall, when he was hanging on a cross, when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Again, our greatest example is our Savior, and we're so thankful for his words. We're thankful for his example that he has left for us. Let me take just a moment to invite you to learn more about us at the Oakland Church of Christ. Our services are a bit different due to the pandemic. We have multiple options available. We are opening our building for our services at 9:30 on Sunday, 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, and 7 on Wednesday night. We are mindful of the entire situation. We are spacing out. Our elders have encouraged everyone to do that and to wear a face covering. We are also broadcasting the service on the radio that can be heard from our parking lot. You'd be welcome to listen from there. And we're also streaming it live on Facebook. And so those are multiple options that our members have and you have as well. We hope you have a great day. May God bless you.